Time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So I understand that the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, which you have been directing since 1978, is on this weekend.
That's right. And it is the first virtual one. I was hoping that we would be able to meet again in person this year, but didn't quite make it. So we're holding our first ever virtual one. It's going to be the largest ever because there's players from all over the world.
I mean, that's the good thing about virtual, right? It lowers the barrier to entry. So many more people. So something to celebrate.
That's right.
All right. Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Theodore Regan of Scituate, Massachusetts. I said, name a famous actor, four letters in the first name, seven letters in the last. And I said you can change the first letter of the actor's first name to name a bird, and you can change the first letter of the actor's last name to name a mammal. Who is it? And the answer is Mark Ruffalo, and you get Lark and Buffalo.
We received more than 2,600 correct responses, and the winner this week is Denise Donato from Cohoes, New York. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So how'd you figure it out?
I actually started with the bird because I thought there can't be that many four-letter birds. And once I got Lark, then I thought Mark, and Mark Ruffalo, that's Buffalo.
That's great. You did really well. And let me ask you this. I hear that this is your second time on the show.
It is my second time. I played in 2010 with Will and Leanne.
So what was it like when you got the call?
I was excited, very, very excited.
All right, Denise, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Denise, today I've brought a two-part puzzle. I'll name two things. You tell me something that is part of each of them. For example, if I said the eye and a school, you would say pupil. Okay, here's number one, an elephant and a car.
A trunk.
A trunk is right. Number two is a river and Wall Street.
A river and Wall Street. A bank.
There you go. An Olympic swimming pool and a poem.
A poem?
Yeah. And for the pool, think of a unit.
A meter?
There you go. And a poem usually has meter. The leg, a cattle farm.
The leg and a cattle farm.
What's the lower part of the leg called?
The calf.
There you go.
Of course.
A fish, a post office.
Fish and a post office.
Okay, and you go into the post office, there's something sitting on the counter often, tells you how much your package weighs.
A scale.
There you go, a scale. Try this one, a bird, a legislative agenda.
A bird and a legislative agenda, a bill.
There you go, a peach, the Indianapolis 500.
A peach, the pit.
Uh-huh, the nose, a ship.
Nose and a ship. A bridge.
There you go. A plant, a tournament bracket.
Plants and a tournament bracket.
Yeah.
Seeds.
There you go. The hand, a tropical island.
Palm.
There you go. And your last one is, it's a triple, a jack-in-the-box, a spa, and the year.
Spring.
There you go, Jack in the Box, spa, and the year all have spring. Good job.
Great job. How do you feel?
I'm relieved it's over.
But you did great. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Denise, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to two. I listen to WAMC and WMHT.
That is Denise Donato from Cohoes, New York. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Peter Gordon of Great Neck, New York. Think of a person in the news, five letters in the first name, four letters in the last. The first name and last name each have at least two consonants and two vowels. All the consonants in each name come at the start, and all the vowels come at the end. The letter Y isn't used. Who is this famous person? So again, famous person, 5-4. Each name has at least two consonants and two vowels. All the consonants in each name come at the start, and all the vowels come at the end. Who is this famous person?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.